Now let's deal with Mercury as Amatya Karaka in Mula. Remember, Mercury is a prince, young prince archetype, isn't it? So it's a copycat, it's a mimic. So it doesn't have a personality of its own. So wherever Mercury sits with, it will borrow that personality. You always have to remember this about Mercury. It's very tricky to evaluate it standalone. See what aspects of Rahu Ketu are also on it, for example. Where is the mind going? Mind is very fickle, okay? So in the second house, in the speech wealth communication department, if you want to call it, what happens to Mercury as Amatya Karaka? It becomes analysis. Mercury in Mula in general is analysis, in-depth research of any kind, any subject. Okay, good at that. Investigative journalist or research writer exposing hidden systems, data scientist, forensic analyst, tracing root causes, crisis communication expert or public relations reformer. Reformer because it is Mula. Counselor translating complex trauma into clear understanding. Again, Mercury with Mula. The variant careers are research communicator, forensic writer, ethical analyst and data journalist. In the sixth house of daily work, which is dominant when it comes to career paths, it can become a legal researcher, a policy analyst or compliance auditor uncovering systemic corruption. The investigative agencies of the country, right? They might be having a dominant Mercury in Mula, investigating hidden stuff, right? CBI, FBI kind of stuff. Psychology or behavioral data scientist decoding hidden patterns of dysfunction. Remember, if Mercury and Ketu aspecting what, they can become software decoders. The ones who hack systems of software, for example. Investigator, cyber forensic expert, there you go. Data security analyst. Consultant in organizational detox or ethical reformation. That can be in the 6th house. In the 10th house, in the house of public visibility, they can become an author, educator, psychology or occult or social justice. Mula is always intent on one eye being on the collective. This is that part of Sagittarius. Philosopher, journalist, dissecting societal illusion and bias. Management consultant, transforming corporate culture through truth and transparency. Thought leader linking technology, ethics and consciousness. So these are reforming type educative people. Especially if Jupiter is placed along with it, that could become a dominant career path in 10th house. So Jupiter along with Mercury in Mula, and Mercury is your Amatya Karaka, let's say. This is a classic example of thought leaders in the public eye. Next we shall deal with the next nakshatra, Purva Ashada, second part of Sagittarius. Take care.